Earth and its history. Earth is a part of our solar system. The Sun is the center of the solar system. Earth orbits or goes around the Sun. The other planets orbit the Sun too. Where is Earth in our solar system? Is it close to the Sun? Or is it far away? Earth is the third planet from the Sun. Earth orbits the Sun. Does anything orbit Earth? The Moon orbits Earth. Why do moons orbit planets? Why do planets orbit the Sun? It is all because of gravity. Gravity is a force. It pulls things on the Earth toward the center of Earth. That's why apples fall from trees to the ground. They don't float out into space. The Sun's gravity pulls on Earth. It keeps it in place. Earth's gravity pulls on the Moon. It keeps the Moon in its place. Now you know where Earth is in the space. But what is Earth? What is it made of? We do not know for sure how Earth was formed. Some scientists think it started billions of years ago. Maybe it happened like this. After the Sun was formed, there were pieces left over. There were dust, metals, and rocks. They were going out into space. But they started to be pulled in by the Sun's gravity. They were going out and being pulled in at the same time. That's how they got into an orbit around the Sun. As they orbited the Sun, they crashed into each other. These pieces stuck together. They built up into a planet. It was very hot at first. The top part cooled over many years. Today, the inside of Earth is still very hot. What does Earth look like on the inside? Earth formed in layers. The top part is called the crust. The next part is the mantle. Then comes the outer core. And the center is called the inner core. We live on top of the Earth's crust. The crust is made of rock and soil. It is about 25 miles or about 40 kilometers thick under the land. It is about 5 miles or 8 kilometers thick under the oceans. The mantle makes up most of the Earth. It is about 1,800 miles or 2,900 kilometers thick. It is made of hot rock. It is not melted rock, but it is not really solid either. It can move. The outer core is very hot magma or melted rock. It is mostly iron and nickel. It is about 1,400 miles or 2,300 kilometers thick. The inner core is also made of iron and nickel. These metals are very hot, but they are solid. They are not liquid like the outer core. This is because of all the weight of the Earth pressing down on the center. That keeps it solid. The inner core is 750 miles or 1,200 kilometers thick. How do we know so much about the inside of Earth? People called geologists study Earth. They measure waves of energy that go through Earth. The waves change as they go through different materials. They also study Earth's magnetic field. This is an area of magnetic attraction around Earth. It is created by the metals inside the Earth. They make the Earth act like a big magnet. These things help geologists understand what Earth is made up of. They can figure out how thick each layer is and how hot it is. If you like to dig in the Earth and study rocks, you can be a geologist too. Now, let's summarize what we've learned.